It's time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining us over the phone today, we have Senator David Hinkins, who is joining us to give us a legislative update. Senator Hinkins, as always, it's a real pleasure to get you on the air to get your thoughts and an update on what's happening up on the Hill. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Things are starting to move quite along right now. As of tomorrow will be the last day for appropriation requests, and that's kind of the big thing now. Everybody's trying to get them put together, and also with our bill requests is past due now. So anything now to open a new bill file would have to be asked for a request to leave the body to open a new bill file, which I've got to do a couple of bills there in the next that I have had some people come to me that kind of waited till the last minute. And so kind of scrambled to get them new bills in the file, which is kind of hard to do right now, but we do what we can. So, but right now the appropriation requests are the big issue. And of course, as everybody knows, the general fund has not got a lot of money in it. And so that's one of the things probably won't be a lot of. And I think it was a message was sent pretty strong that, you know, Utah doesn't have an income problem. It's a spending problem that we have. And I think that's true. But it's kind of hard when everybody, all your constituents come and they want to help you have you run a, you know, help you vote for appropriations for affordable housing and for expand Medicaid, Medicare, and all those things. But it all takes money. And of course, when it's not there, it's not there. And so it's a hard thing to say that we don't have the money and that we can't spend it. It's just like, you know, telling your kids, you know, there's nothing there. You know, you might have to make some cuts. And so I think that's going to be a lot of the thing this year. There won't be a lot of money for special projects. I'm working on a bill that I started last year for lining the canal above the hospital there in Price, and it's a $2 million ask, and I wasn't able to get it through last year, and I've got the request in again this year, but chances of that happening is probably pretty slim right now with the funding the way it is, but I do have that request in. It's to line the canal. It's has a seepage problem that's getting into people's basements and stuff along the canal there on out by the hospital in Price. And so we'll see where that goes. And I also have a funding request in for the energy center over in Orangeville for the medical isotope research center for equipment. And it's a $10 million ask, but it's a possibility we might be able to get that just because it's going through the education department rather than education's got a money in it, and so the higher ed, which would be the college, USU Eastern, will be able to hopefully get some money appropriated, at least part of it, to get that up and running and for research.
So it sounds like appropriation requests, that's pretty much been your main focus, I would assume, over the first 2 weeks.
It is for the first 10 days. Our budget, you know, the total budget for all the departments, I chaired the that's one of my responsibilities. I'm the chairman of the Natural Resources, which is the Department of Gas, Oil, and Mining, DWR, which is our wildlife services, as well as agriculture, and then also DEQ, which is our Department of Environmental Quality. I have chaired that now for the last 10 or 11 years. And so that's been our big thing right now, is to try to get our budget under. And we passed our Senate bills yesterday on the floor, which gives us a base budget in case everything can't get worked out. At least we have a base budget that we can go forward to make, you know, as existing, so the state can function as ongoing as it is. There may not be any new appropriations, but we try to get that done at the first of the session in case there's you start having fights and stuff and can't agree upon several things. At least we've got a base budget so that we can keep the state operating, and then they can go on fighting after that and try to work things out. But it's always worked out pretty well that I've been up here. And so,
again, our guest right now, it's Senator David Hinkins, as we get an update on what's happening with the legislative process. Again, it's in week number 2. Senator Hinkins, let's move on to talk about the School of Mines. Now, this is something that you've been working on, and you did give me an update before we hopped on air, and I'll let you go ahead and talk about that.
Yes. Okay. Well, what happened was last year they actually tried to, the faculty at the University of Utah basically wanted to take mines off of the agenda and call it material handling. So it'd be the School of Material Handling or something like that, you know. And But it was not really the School of Mines, the people in the mining department themselves that was doing it, but the faculty of all the other things wanted to say, well, mining kind of gives us a bad reputation and whatnot. Well, in the state constitution, there has to be a School of Mines in the state of Utah. And so I had some faculty members come to me and say, you know, you need to do something about this, that they can't do that. And I said, well, I'll do one better than that. We will actually, I'll run a bill to move the School of Mines from the University of Utah to Price. I'd love to have it down there. A lot of my people that work at the mines could actually work on a degree in mining engineering if they wanted to, if it's there. But, you know, if you've got a family and a couple kids, you can't really just quit your job and move to Salt Lake and go to school for three or four years to get your degree. Where if it's in Price, they could do it, you know, a part-time basis. It might take them several years to get it, but at least they could end up be working on a degree in mining engineering or metallurgy or whatever it might be. And so if that was opportunities were there. And so I explained to them, and so I've got the bill. It's Senate Bill 61. And the first thing Monday morning, the opening day of the session, the University of Utah, they got wind of it, and they came down and wanted to talk about it. So the faculty came down, and so I kind of came to an agreement that we will try and work on maybe a satellite campus, but they are definitely going to leave it as the School of Mines at the U. But I'm also got a bill now that I'm substituting that the money has to go actually into the, because they have property that's set aside just like the state institutional trust lands is for the Miners Hospital, as well as for the School of Mines. They're the recipients of it, and it has to stay there. And I feel that the University of Utah had maybe been abused in that and not actually putting the funds to the School of Mines. They were using it through their other programs. And so this bill that I've got now will make sure that it's in dedicated funds to go to the School of Mines, that they'll be the benefactors of it. And so hopefully we can use that money to maybe get a satellite campus in Price that we can, for mine safety, as well as in mine other things that, you know, because we've got, everybody thinks that mining someday is going to go away. Well, that's never going to happen. I mean, there's everything's, right now we have Utah County's reopening the mine up in Eureka, the Bergen mine and the Trixie mines. They're looking for eventually 150 new miners, and that's going to, you know, right now they're having a hard time finding miners because mining's really going well in most places. In Wyoming, a lot of our people have had to leave and go to the Trona mines, but, you know, all the materials that we use today, and even if there's just, you know, it's a booming business, and people, we just need to let people know about it so our young men and young women knows that there's going to be jobs in the mining industry. And even though people, for some reason, has looked down on it, it's just the craziest thing in the world that everybody's so dependent upon mining that they just have no clue that they're that dependent on it until it's not there. And so hopefully, you know, we're trying to expand the college to do other things. We're in the process now of appropriation request that I've got in right now to build a building out by the airport that would be for aeronautical mechanics, a new program. We've got the pilots program out there now. I think there's 18 students enrolled to be pilots, and hopefully we're going to be able to mechanic schools, because even though there's such a big shortage of pilots, commercial pilots in the nation, for every pilot, there's probably three or four mechanics that's going to need to be there. And so there's really, if there's a 200,000 pilot shortage in the United States, there's going to be a 400,000 shortage of 400,000 to 500,000 at least of airline mechanics and stuff like that. And so we're trying to get those opportunities in Price. And so this request is to build a building out there, and it's a $2 million request on the state's part, and the federal hopefully match that, so it'd be a nice facility out there to have the program from Utah State come down, and they'll have the major one in Logan, but this would be a satellite one to be able to start teaching aeronautical mechanics for engines and jet engines and turbines and stuff. And so that's our goal right now, is to try to expand more opportunities for our rural students to be able to become and have other options besides going to Salt Lake and stuff. Have the only option to go to Salt Lake or Logan to college. We can stay in Price if they elect to, or Moab or Blanding, as far as that goes.
Well, Senator Hinkins, it is always great to get you on the air and to get an update on what's happening. I look forward to catching up with you again next week. Thank you so much for the time, and I guess try to have fun. I know this is probably a very hectic process.
No, it's pretty educational. It's kind of you got to fight for everything you get up here. So that's, you know, I enjoy it and enjoy looking out for our area, and that's the way it is.
Well, Mr. Hinkins, again, I really do appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
For more of this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.